For example, PRCD certificate, today's date is 02/18/2026, dictation is 4. Ms. Brenda Turnbow, Turnbow spells T-U-R-N-B-O-W, Brenda spells B-R-E-N-D-A, date of birth is 08/09/1963. This is a 62-year-old female here with right knee pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for a while, but noticed pain has gotten worse in the last 2 days or so. She denies trauma. She said pain is worse whenever it is cold, and it's in the mornings when she make her first set of movements, pain is high, and as the days go by with more activity, she says her pain gets better, period. Today she described pain as 7/10 increase with weight bearing. Said pain is located diffusely in her right knee. It's non-radiating, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient mentioned her Ubrevli medication for a headache, that she, it was turned down by the insurance company because of she is only entitled to 16 pills per month, and we wrote for 30. So she's asking us to correct that, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert oriented in mild distress. Right knee, she has diffuse edema in her knee and lower extremity. Numerous snake-like veins. Distributed, generally distributed on her lower extremities, period. Next line, negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lapman, negative McMurray. Patient complains of pain when it's moved in range of motion. She says she can hear some grating. She indicated that she has a history of DJD. She had her shoulder replaced. She had x-rays on her elbow because of DJD, and now she thinks the illness is in her knees, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure 128 over 86. Pulse 88, pulse 98, respiration 18. Temperature 97.1, period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningitis signs. Next paragraph, knee, lower extremity, exam already discussed above. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is knee degenerative joint disease. Number two, medication refill. Number three, varicose veins. Number four, knee pain, period. Today we did an ultrasound to assess patient's venous status. There is no clot noted. However, her veins are very sluggish on ultrasound. What might be consistent of venous insufficiency, period. Next paragraph. We did an x-ray of her knee. X-ray revealed narrowing of her joint lines. No effusion. No bony abnormality noted. I will do a MRI to verify more in detail the patient's knee status, period. She received a Toradol injection of 30 milligrams IM. She was observed for at least 30 minutes, then reevaluated. She report she report improved symptoms of her knee pain, and she indicate after we discuss the referral to the vascular surgeon, she is in agreement. Also, her medication, Ubrevli, was written again, this time for 16 days with a copy of the decline the insurance denial and the reason for the denial, and the patient was advised to take it to the same pharmacy, period. She was also given a prescription of Mobic, M-O-B-I-C, 7.5 milligrams. She would take one PO daily. Strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if worse, to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.